At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We're talking to play-by-play man Kevin Harlan. You're the best when it comes to play-by-play of life.
We're sending Marshall Harris to D.C. to run on the field.
Come on, Marshall. Bring it home, baby. We're ready for you.
The Raheemy Harrison Grody Show, middays 10 to 2 on 670 The Score.
Third down and 4. Williams, pressure, got away from Burns. Caleb Williams gets away from Thibodeau. First down, Chicago. Couple shots to drop him for a sack. Instead, he converts.
Yeah, just running away from first-round pick after first-round pick. That's a great example of nowhere to go with the ball, escape early pressure, and keep the drive alive.
This is Raheemy Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. That is courtesy of Fox Sports. And just, I think, a great call by the Fox crew yesterday. Joe Davis and the team, of course, we know that it's going to be quality when that group does the job. In the meantime, we are talking about the Bears 24-20 win over the Giants. We said yes earlier in our previous segment that we're trying to figure out who this team is. And I would like to point this out. As we know, we thought that it was going to be a field day for the Bears on the ground for a multitude of reasons. They did not run the ball enough. And after three quarters, I'm saying to myself, if they lose this game, part of it is absolutely on the head coach for just simply not doing that, not running the ball when you knew the weather was terrible. I think I counted 6 drops. I think that was the one by PFF. And take the PFF grades with a grain of salt if you want. But they said that the 6 drops by receivers was the most in the NFL in any single game by a single team this year. That's significant. We all saw that. There were some drive killers. So you knew it was cold. You knew it was windy. Guys weren't catching the ball like you normally see. There's no better reason to run the ball than all of that, plus the fact that the Giants give up 150 yards a game going into this. Bears end up running for 171, but 68 of that was in the fourth quarter. So that tells you, Ben Johnson, unlike a lot of NFL head coaches who are offensive-minded and love to pass, especially when they're down, that's not what the Bears did. They decided to run the ball. And I think that's why not only did you see them do it successfully, but again, if everything is going to be built off of play action, that's why you're able to see Luther Burden on that big catch for play action. That's why that bootleg that Caleb Williams ran into the end zone, I think, was so effective. The Giants had to commit to the run because that's what the Bears started to do. And if the head coach says make the same things look different and different things look the same, there was no better reason to try to run the ball against a team you knew was going to be weak against it. B, get back to it even when you might not want to. You might want to keep passing. And then C, you're able to get those explosive plays that you wanted at the right times. That bootleg call was so smart. Like Cole Kmet's lined up at full back. He ends up running around the left side. You know, I joked in the postgame video I did that Cole had Caleb Williams' back by blocking his front, because that's essentially what happened. He led the way. Williams with a great run, as we all know. But just how they were able to run the ball when other coaches wouldn't do that. And I'm not just saying the dysfunctional ones. That's the difference in, I think, how they were able to win this game. Did Caleb Williams do everything right in the times that he was asked to in those last two drives? Yes. But was it made easier because your coach decided to do the thing that he may have not wanted to do? 100%.
See, I don't think he was doing something he didn't want to do. I think he just got away from what was a questionable game plan, is what I'll call it, early in the game. You said he should have run the ball more early. Yeah, I think we're all in agreement with that, because that's what the numbers bear out. I think he was trying to establish the threat of the pass, if you will, to make the run a little bit more effective. And I think because they were not able to keep up with Jackson Dart for the first three quarters of the game, that put them in a position where they were going to have to pass a little bit more. But I think once Russell Wilson came into the game, that's when Ben Johnson was like, all right, we're back in control now. And you wouldn't have known it from Russell Wilson's first drive, in which they ran up and down the field and then for some reason stalled out at the 1 yard line because Brian Daboll's not very smart, or he just lacks the cojones to do what needs to be done in that moment. But for Caleb Williams to use his legs in the way that he did, because yes, they did rush for 171 yards, but 63 of those yards were 8 carries from Caleb Williams, not all by design. Some of that was just him just scrambling and finding some loose change in the couch. It's like when you reach in the couch, you can find a quarter or two back when we still use paper money. And it's like, oh, there's a whole dollar in here? Like a dollar bill? That's what Caleb Williams and company was doing. And I will say this.
It is $20 in the coat pocket season.
Oh, that has happened many times,
yeah,
right? When you reach in, it's like, I didn't even know I had these two $20 bills.
I found cat toys in my boots this morning.
That is not the same.
Yeah. Dave left you a present.
Dave does like to throw
stuff
in my shoes.
That's a better present than I would think about when I said the cat left me a present. So, yes, that is a positive thing.
Oh, good call.
But for Caleb Williams, seriously, guys, he put the team on his back. And I asked you guys last week, is he that guy? And I was like, he's that guy. Here's more evidence towards that. He did it with his arm. He did it with his legs. He did it ultimately with his decision-making in determining when to use his legs and not have to worry about either dirting the ball when he could just take off and get the yardage. I think Caleb Williams is the biggest reason they won this game. Ben Johnson, he talked about it. I make mistakes sometimes, but Caleb covers them up. I think this game, that fourth quarter, is a perfect example of that.
Yeah, and the numbers, the Caleb Williams, 20 of 36, 220, a TD, and no picks. Do any of us believe that he should not have had, that he would not have had at least 300 yards in this game? At least, if you hadn't had key drops by Zacchaeus, Manungai, Odunze, Swift. Am I leaving anybody
even
out?
Even DJ in the end zone.
DJ in the end zone.
Like, that was the rarity. I was like, whoa, okay, this is a different day.
Yeah.
Tough day for DJ. 4 targets, no catches.
Well, and right. He was injured.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Shoulder injury.
As usual, and he immaculately always manages to return to games, so I give that dude a ton of credit for his toughness.
He's made of, like, galvanized rubber or something.
Yeah, he has no interest in coming out.
But here's the thing. Jackson Dart was well on his way to 300 yards.
That's true, too.
Like, in the same climate. And without, as we've said, Malik Nabers and Cam Scataboo.
I was a little worried when Russ Will, and I get you, you're right, Jackson Dart, as David Haw said today, throwing bullseyes. God, I just love
over
David
the
Haw.
Middle, stepping up in the pockets.
Yeah.
Over 300 yards of total offense in just three quarters.
Yes, yes. Yet, when Russ Wilson came in, I was like, this could go, like, there could be that little bit left in the old quarterback that he could be good and come in here and do damage. He didn't, except for the 41-yard play to Devin Singletary, which ultimately led to a field goal, made it 20-10 Giants in the fourth quarter. And I think even at that point, I thought it was over. I did not think the Bears were going to win. I guess I need to, and maybe this is the game that did it, I need to believe that, yes, Caleb Williams is that mark. Don't worry, Caleb Williams has got this. No matter what you've seen throughout the game, Caleb Williams has got this, and he did have it again.
Well, and you can rely somewhat on the system. For
yes,
once.
Yes.
For
yes.
Once, we can say, not once as in this game, I mean this year, this coach, you can say, I have faith that he is going to figure out a way to do something functional that will win the game.
We're recovering.
How much did Greg Olsen talk about what he thought was a terrible decision to go ahead and kick the field goal by Brian Daboll after the penalty was declined. And that's the other part. Who turns down in this economy? Who turns down free yards in a game? I do not. If you give me free yards, 9 times out of 10, unless there's some overwhelming analytic that says don't do it, that's what I'm doing. And at that point, I thought to myself, he's asking the Bears to not only score a touchdown, which they weren't doing at will, but to also then get a stop, which they absolutely were not doing, and then to score again. And I'm like, well, I don't think that's happening. Wrong, 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 wrong. And that's what other coaches now have to understand, is that with Ben Johnson especially, if you're gonna make that kind of decision, strategy on the other side, the Bears side, might actually win. And it did yesterday.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Might actually have an advantage in that area in which we've seen the disadvantage for so many games, seasons, the entirety really of Caleb Williams' rookie season. I love Mark being honest about Russell Wilson coming in, because I was with you for a moment, because I remember what happened when the Giants played the Cowboys and he put up 1,000 yards or whatever it was in that win over the Cowboys. But instead of the old Russ, we just got old Russ.
Yeah.
And that was
cold.
That was great. Because It was like, oh, as soon as I saw the way that next drive started, I was like, oh, they have a chance here because it's Caleb Williams' time. And also Ben Johnson is going to be able to recalibrate, if you will, and understand the situation has changed. Where maybe he had a lot of energy dedicated to, hey, Dennis, y'all got something for this Jackson Dart kid? Because he's destroying us right now. And that changes what the priority is. Because if they can't stop Jackson Dart, it's not going
to
matter.
I'm not going to lie to you. Like, I saw the same throws that Jackson Dart was making. And I mentioned them. Like, I saw the sexy step up in the pocket, throw over guys, throw perfectly thrown balls over the middle of the field, even when there's tough coverage there. That is a metric that absolutely I am measuring quarterbacks on, especially the last, 3 years of the draft? Yeah. Can you make those throws? That's very important. At one point, I swear he looked like 7 feet tall running around out there. But when he went down, that was the chance. And we're talking about a Bears team that didn't squander that chance today.
I love the fact that Jackson Dart, as phenomenal as he looked and as dominant as he was, the Bears never stopped competing, because it seemed like there were a couple times there where he broke them. On the touchdown run specifically, where he's going in untouched, unchecked, I was like, I just don't know if they have enough to stop him. And you know what? Frankly, they didn't have enough to stop him. If he was out there, I firmly believe the Giants would have won this game, and they probably would have won going away.
And the way the game started for the Bears defense, I thought, oh, they coming out inspired in this one, because they had, on that first defensive drive, they had tackles for loss from Andrew Billings. They had a combo platter from Tremaine Edmonds and Noah Sewell, ending with the Montez Sweat, and I think that was a half a sack because Sewell got part of that too. I was like, oh, the Bears are out here like wanting to be better, and then it went like so many things that look one way on the first drives offensively and defensively, boy, does it change as the game goes on.
Yeah, well, and guess who provided a significant percentage of the pass rush yesterday? The people's guy, CeeDee Gardner Johnson.
Oh, yeah.
Shout out to Dennis Allen for making the calls. My goodness.
We're going
to
get into that in a little bit. And in the next segment, we want to take your calls. You can text us. You can call us. Some of you have been on hold. 312-644-6767. Who do you think this Bears team is? No, but for real. Or at least this week. Let's go with this week, whichever you choose. You can also join us on Twitch, twitch.tv/Chicago670thescore. Our producers are Ray Diaz, Robbie Triano, you heard his open earlier. Brandon Fryer helps us out as well. Our video team is doing work on social media. And for you, Connor O'Donnell, Jacob Stutz, and Max Curtis, as we broadcast live from the Score's Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. Breaking news on the Score is brought to you by Wildfire. Join Wildfire Restaurants as they celebrate 30 years of serving delicious food and creating memories. We'll hear from you next. This is Raheemi Harrison Grody on The Score.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.